Shalom, brothers. On this beautiful weekend, last Sunday of Ordinary Time before Lent. So let me begin with the Lord's words we hear this week in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus says that he has not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And then he reminds us that fidelity shows up in the details. Not big dramatic gestures, but the daily obedience that reveals the heart. And brothers, that is us. Before we ever preach a homily, people read the gospel by how we present ourselves. So, here's a heart-to-heart. The deacon cross that we wear is not jewelry. It's not personal style. It's the moment the man steps back and Christ the servant steps forward. The simplicity of this cross worn on the brown cord, not any other color, not any chain, but the brown cord, preaches humility. It says we receive something from the church. We didn't design it. The red stole speaks of the Holy Spirit and of witness that we belong to Christ the servant and to his church. And brothers, uniformity protects that witness. When someone sees you, they see all your brothers and the archbishop you represent. One glance should immediately say Catholic deacon, or at least start that conversation. And as you know, brothers, we are blessed to be here in the Archdiocese of Denver. Many dioceses have gone to gray clerics similar to Protestant attire. Our Archdiocese has retained the gift of black clerical gear, clear, visible Catholic identity. So let's honor that gift in all aspects. You and I understand that when we wear this cleric, this uniform of ours, we represent something bigger than ourselves. So yes, the brown cord matters. Other options, even unintentionally, can blur the sign or suggest a rank that is not ours. I want our new Archbishop designate to see deacons united, squared away, joyful. Shirts that look sharp, shoes if they're leather shine, cross worn properly. No adjustments, no variations, just Christ the servant. Now, speaking of unity and fraternity, beautiful job supporting the Armijo family and our past deacons who have died. Thank you. And I want to show the same thing for Deacon Gordon and his family with that same love, especially being present at his upcoming funeral liturgies on Tuesday and Thursday. And brothers, this connects us directly to something important. We've seen a decline in readership of the Gospel Truth newsletter. That communication exists so that we can move together as one body, consistent. It carries formation, direction, and the life of our community. Inside of it are things like sharing information with your wives that they need and deserve to see. It was evident on their comments on their retreat this past weekend. Other items are upcoming convocation details, like check-in is at 3:30 this afternoon. In the afternoon, we begin at 5. Dinner included, speaking announcements will be coming soon. I'll be revealing that. And our Archbishop designate, Golka, has been invited as well. Future information on installation liturgies for Archbishop Golka will be coming soon. And the dates for deacon community events are important, and they're all often posted. If we're not reading that, we're missing the playbook. So brothers, Christ the servant deserves servants who are attentive. I thank you for receiving this in the love and fraternity in which I am offering it. And I'm proud to stand with you. And we stand together with our new Archbishop designate, James Golka, ready to serve in unity and clarity and humility. Blessings be to you and your family. Shalom.